Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, it's that glorious time of the week, Thursday nights from 7 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 8 p.m. Big thank you to BJ and Grossy. 2 hours of bumper to bumper. What a huge treat that was and will continue to be. Well done, boys. Hope you're not too exhausted after 2 grueling hours of talk yourselves. But well done. Great that you guys have 2 hours now. Oh, the Shire has been entertained, and we continue that entertainment here on Tuzar tonight as we cover everything from the serious news to the weird and wacky news from around the world. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat and people far smarter than I join us to talk topics that need to be talked about with expert opinion. And of course, the Troy Murphy Show house band is here in the studio for antics and songs all night long on the show tonight. Oh dear, did you hear the news? There's been a baby who has been born to 3 parents. Yep, count them, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey, that's not quite normal. We'll discuss that. Are you a midday sleeper? I am. Do you know if it's good for you or bad for you? We'll discuss that. And we'll also chat about when the best time it is to take a shower. Are you a morning shower or are you a nighttime shower? Which one is best? That gets a look in, as well as US politics. We talk the latest Trump news, plus the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world that has been breaking this week, plus so much more. I think we'll even chat about Bluey. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
The Reading Writing Hotline is there to help adults who have difficulties with reading, writing or spelling. Their number is 1300 655 06.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plan. plunge.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
Now for your 2SSR 4-day weather watch.
Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, the chance of morning fog in the west. Slight chance of a shower along the coastal fringe, tops are 23 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, 21 degrees is the maximum expected temperature, with a partly cloudy day expected and a high chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and the evening. Sunday, Mother's Day, partly cloudy, a high chance of showers, most likely in the morning and afternoon, with light winds, tops at 21 degrees. And Monday of next week, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers, max temp reaching 21 degrees with a low of 11 overnight.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Let's kick the show off this week with some what news. Did you hear the news? Baby with three parents has been born in the UK. And no, it's not as a result of one of those kind of parties where you put your keys in a bowl going wrong, but rather the kid had, has three parents through the process called mitochondrial donation treatment, which is, the science community has warned people not to mention too loudly around any of the Kardashian family, as it does sound like a fancy new cosmetic treatment that they haven't tried yet. No, I'm just kidding. The scientific community has not warned that. I personally have warned that here on the show. How it works, not warning the Kardashians, but the mitochondrial donation treatment. I'm no scientist, but from my understanding and reading the article, the procedure aimed at stopping a mother from passing on defective genes in the mitochondria, the power plant cells that supply energy, involves getting a woman an IVF baby with DNA from three people. Very confusing. This is why I'm not a scientist and I am here behind a microphone. Nuclear DNA is given to the child by the father and the mother, which will define their key characteristics such as personality and eye color. And then they're given a tiny amount of mitochondrial DNA provided by the third parent. Now, this baby will have the personality and eye color of their biological parents, plus the energy boosting power of the mitochondrial DNA bonus. That sounds very confusing and something out of a sci-fi novel. In fact, it sounds so much like a sci-fi novel that it sounds like it's the origin story of the next Marvel movie, of which, of course, we'll have to wait for the baby to grow up to see if it will use its superpowers of the third parent's stamina for good or evil. But way to go, science. Way to go. But wait, there is more. Science has not rested this week. Oh, so much in the world of science this week. They've been busy little bees, they have. As we've also discovered that researchers have found that those who take long midday snoozes, like myself, are more likely to have a bigger belly, high blood pressure, and metabolic syndrome. Oh, that'll explain why I'm getting fat. I'm sleeping too much during the day. Yes, scientists have burst the bubbles of us daytime nappers, once again revealing that a long midday snooze may not be the key to our health and well-being. Researchers at Brigham and the Women's Hospital in Boston examined the sleep and health patterns of nearly 4,000 adults in Spain. it's a bit of a trip, Boston to Spain, to discover that those who took longer naps had a higher body mass index, higher blood pressure, and an overall prevalence of metabolic syndrome. Additionally, people who indulged in lengthier naps had a later bedtime and mealtime and an increased intake at lunchtime, as well as a higher likelihood of smoking cigarettes. I'm going to put my hand up and say guilty to some of that. However, those who took power naps lasting less than 30 minutes did not seem to be at risk of any of the health concerns for those who took a longer nap. Who takes a 30-minute nap? Come on! Come on! If you're going to take a nap, you're going to do it right. It's got to be an hour minimum. I know there's a lot of research that says shorter naps at lunchtime are better, but I just can't seem to do it. An hour, maybe two. Perfect nap time during the day. The study also found that not all siestas are the same, and that the length and position of sleep, among other factors, can affect the health outcomes of a nap. And I guarantee you, the position of which I sleep is probably not helping my health either. So there goes my midday dreams of napping my way to a beach bod. I'm not going to get skinny sleeping during the day. I thought it was a good thing. You know, you slept during the day, you ate less, but clearly not. So, siesta la vista. All hopes of having good health by having long naps during the day. But don't stress. We're just likely, you know, just like we're told every 6 months that eggs are not good for us, and then they're good for us by scientists. I'm sure that there will be another study soon that says, well, I'm hoping so, that long midday naps are indeed good for you. Let's just hope. let's just hope that the previously mentioned eggs are not fertilized by three parents. See what I did there? I took the segue to my outro and linked it with the first story. That is, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all, why I indeed get paid the big bucks here on Community Radio.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Stick around. Coming up next, we look at the age-old debate and answer the question, when is the best time to take a shower? But first, attention residents of the Sutherland Shire, it's community service announcement time. If you're looking for a great way to end your week, join Free Friday Art Tours at Hazelhurst Arts Centre. Discover the fascinating exhibition, Vision Splendid, highlights from the University of Wollongong Art Collection, featuring over 5,000 works from the UOW's extensive art collection, exploring a wide range of Australian art created from the 1960s to today, including paintings, prints, ceramics, and textiles by some of the leading artists in the country. This is a free event, so there's no need to make any bookings. Simply meet at the main gallery foyer at 11 a.m. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to explore the art and culture world this Friday, May 12, 2023, from 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Hazelhurst Arts Centre.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
File this next segment under Age Old Debate. Answered. Yes, apparently the age-old debate of when to shower has been settled once and for all. But has it? Has it really? Well, according to Dr. Leona Yip, a nighttime shower is the way to go. Who would have thought? I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I want to go to bed feeling like a swamp monster. But hey, what do I know? Now, you may be thinking, great, I'll skip my morning shower and then save some time getting ready in the morning, you know, an extra 5 minutes of sleep. But hold on a minute, because, you know, Dr. Yip has some bad news for you. Even if you shower at night, your body is still shedding dead skin cells and you sweat all over your bed sheets, which I know is gross. So, sorry, even if you're clean when you do go to bed, you still have to wash your sheets regularly. And don't be fooled by the illusion of cleanliness, because your bed sheets are still getting pretty filthy. So you've still got to wash your sheets. Probably not as much if you don't shower before you go to bed, but just as much because there's still all the sweat and the dead skin cells. That's disgusting. No, it's not disgusting. It's, you know, part of our bodily process, but that's still... Oh dear. The in-studio telephone line is ringing. That can only mean one thing. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Why, hello there, Troy. It's your Aunt Ethel here.
Yes, and why am I not surprised that you've called in? Let me guess, Aunt Ethel, you've called in to have your say.
Troy, I've called in to have my say.
Of course you have.
You see, Troy, this is all just higgledy-piggledy. Hogwash it is, Troy.
Oh, really? Please enlighten us, Aunt Ethel.
Thank you, Troy. I will. You see, Troy, when you get to be my age, you gain some wisdom, you do, and you gain experience, and you can see through all the blimey baloney you do.
Right, and...
Well, Troy, I didn't come down to the last show, you know.
I'll pay that pun.
And, Troy... And, of course, your listeners out there in Radioland, I have a solution to all this.
Oh, you do?
I do, Troy. You see, there's a simple solution.
And that is?
The solution is...
That's a very long pause there, Aunt Ethel. You still with us?
Stop interrupting me, young man. I'm pausing for dramatic effect.
My mistake. Please continue.
The solution is... Why not just take a bath all day long? Set up your laptop next to the tub. There you can work and watch your Netflix and stay squeaky clean all day long whilst functioning as an adult all at the same time. Problem solved.
Or, you know, you could just stick to the tried and true method of showering once a day and washing your bed sheets regularly. Your call, but don't call the studio line. This segment is well and truly done. I'm pulling the plug on it, like Aunt Ethel's bath. Actually, a plugged-in toaster might be better for Aunt Ethel's bath there.
Catch up with all the latest news from The Troy Murphy Show. Visit www.thetroymurphyshow.com.
Stick around. Coming up next, we talk the latest from the world of politics in the USA. But first... In local news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week, two men have been charged and a Klan lab dismantled after police executed a search warrant at a property in Horning Street, Kurnell, last week. The State Crime Command's Drug and Firearms Squad began investigating the manufacture of prohibited drugs in the area in December of 2022. During the search, police found approximately 6 kilograms of MDMA and over 100 kilograms of unrefined drugs, as well as precursor chemicals, and almost $200,000 in cash. The suspects, aged 56 and 29, were arrested and charged with alleged manufacturing prohibited drugs in large commercial quantities. They have been refused bail and are scheduled to appear in Sutherland Local Court on July 7, 2023. The operation involved Strike Force detectives, Sutherland Police, Dog Squad, and Public Order and Riot Squad, and the scene was processed over a period of 5 days. Police urge anyone with information about the supply and manufacture of illicit drugs to contact Crime Stoppers. And that's what broke this week in Sutherlandshire local news.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherlandshire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
File this next segment under, will these recent allegations against former US President Donald Trump stick? The Magic 8 Ball says, unlikely. It looks like, as I said, former US President and maybe the next president, Donald J. Trump, has once again found himself in some legal trouble. This time, a New York jury has ruled that he sexually abused magazine writer E. Jane Carroll in the 1990s and then defamed her by calling her a liar. I mean, is anyone really surprised at this point? Trump does seem to have more lawsuits against him than most people do have pairs of shoes or even underwear, or underwear and shoes combined. Of course, Trump's lawyers say that he'll appeal the ruling, but let's be honest, he's been appealing his whole life. Trump was not present for the trial, but did manage to post on his Truth Social platform saying that he, well, has absolutely no idea who this woman is. Classic Trump move. But he also called the verdict a disgrace. I mean, what else is new? I'm pretty sure he calls everything he doesn't like a disgrace. But it's worth noting that Trump faces no criminal consequences for this, so there's no threat of prison. But hey, at least he has an uncanny ability to weather controversies that might sink other politicians or people in general. You know, that sort of stuff gets you cancelled, but not Trump. You know what they say, when life gives you lemons, just write something outrageous on social media and hope for the best. In any case, it also helps if you own the social media platform that you're posting to. It doesn't get deleted. Or you don't get banned. In any case, it is unlikely that this verdict will have much impact on Trump's core supporters, who view his legal troubles as part of a concerted effort by opponents to undermine him. In fact, these sort of allegations against him and rulings against him, in fact, tend to rally Trump supporters more, which is kind of really bad, because if there's one thing we can all agree on, is that sexual abuse is never okay, no matter what the form. But I guess some people are willing to overlook it if that means that their guy stays in power. All in all, it's just another day in the life of Donald J. Trump. Oh, he may have lost the battle, but in that court case at least, but he's still the front runner in opinion polls for the Republican presidential nomination. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe we'll get to do all this all over again in 2024. Really? The phone's ringing again? It must be a real popular show here. If this is Aunt Ethel again, you know we're running out of comedy one-liners. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Why, hello, the joy. It's a big Don here. Donald J. Trump with a J. Yes, for genius.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Trump. Thank you for calling in. We were just talking about you.
Yes, and I was listening, Troy. You know, I only ever listen to all the Bigly radio shows.
I think that's a compliment.
Listen here, Troy. I just want to say that the whole thing is a disgrace, and I have absolutely no idea who this woman is.
Yes, well, we did quote you on that earlier in this piece.
No, Troy. You said it all wrong, Troy. The way you said it was all wrong. You gotta say it like this. The whole thing is a disgrace, and I have absolutely no idea who this woman is.
I'm pretty sure that's what I said, but I'll give it a go again. Quoting Trump here, he said the whole thing is a disgrace and he has absolutely no idea who this woman is.
Not even close, Joy. Look, though I don't call you, fake news. Try it one more time.
I don't have the time for this. We've got an ad break or something much more interesting to get to. What is this show coming to?
Yabba dabba doo!
Troy Murphy, it's a Troy Murphy show. From the Southland Shire, we hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy show. Have a yabba dabba doo time. A dabba doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
I'm Craig Lowndes, supercar driver and an ambassador for the Australian Road Safety Foundation. I'm calling on all Australian road users to bring back the thank you wave and make our roads safer ahead of Fatality Free Friday. Whether you're walking, riding, driving or as a passenger, we all have a role to play in keeping our roads safe. Let's all do our part and choose road safety for a fatality-free future.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
Hello, it's John Nartai here from Saturday Jams, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How do you like your R&B served?
Fast.
Get down to Saturday night.
So.
Switching the positions.
Old.
You're making it hard for me.
Or new.
When you like your taste, do you like them just for me?
I hope a trap wears your tight.
If you answered yes, well, I have the show for you. Tune into 2SSR every Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for Saturday Jams on 99.7 FM.
Hello, everybody. It's Omar Rudberg, and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Do you podcast on iTunes? Search The Troy Murphy Show and listen back online.
Because coming up next, we ask which Australian TV show is now the most streamed TV show in the US of A? I wonder what it could be. But first, ponder this. Every word that has ever existed was complete nonsense until someone gave it a definition and people just accepted it. Ponder that.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
File this next segment under Let's Find Out What's Happening in the World of Pop Culture. Because, you know, we like to stay on top of things here on the Troy Murphy Show. Well, friends, it looks like the Aussies, us Aussies, have done it again. Bluey, the beloved Blue Heeler family, has taken America by storm, streaming its way into the top 10 most watched shows. Move over, friends, in the office. It's time to make room for our furry friends from down under, indeed. Now, according to the people who do the data and the reporting and the stuff, Bluey has been streamed by a whopping 737 million people in the US of A alone from April 3 to 9 in 2023. That's a lot of tail wagging and belly rubs, if you ask me. It seems like Americans just can't get enough of those lovable putts with their hilarious adventures, even though there was that whole drama with the fat-shaming thing, which I totally disagree with when it happens. You know, we all get the belly jiggle. It's a humorous thing for adults, but oh, no, no, no. Those who were easily offended for the sake of being offended without knowing why they're offended got offended because, you know, a grown man
was a little bit ashamed by his belly fat and thought exercise was the cure. Who would have thought? But no, that's fat shaming. That's fat shaming. But even though, despite that, it is still the most popular streamed show in the US of A. Now, let's not forget that Bluey has claimed his title as the most streamed acquired series in America. That's right. The show did not originate on American streaming platforms, but that hasn't stopped it from dominating the charts, my friends. Sorry, South Park and Cocomelon. Oh, that evil Cocomelon. It's crack for kids, it is. Issues with that show. You may have a few million streams, you know, South Park and Cocomelon under your belt, but you just can't compete with the cuteness overload that is Bluey. So if you're not already on the Bluey bandwagon, it's time to fasten your collar and hop on board this train. Even if you don't have kids, or if your kids are long grown up, Bluey is just too good. Now, I have nieces, so I do watch it, but I watch it because I want to watch it and I can talk to them about it, because we all love Bluey in our household. And there's a reason why. This is one of my favorite clips.
I don't want a valuable line lesson. I just want an ice cream.
Classic Bluey.
Double S FM 99.7.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
Stick around, because coming up next, the weird, the wacky, and the wonderful news from around the world. But first, attention, residents of the Sutherland Shire, it's community service announcement time. Get ready for the much-awaited Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival of 2023. It's happening from Thursday, June 1st to Sunday, June 4th in Cronulla. Funny about that, Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival in Cronulla. The festival is to take over the parks and the streets of Cronulla with its great vibe and hot tunes. So mark your calendars now. With 11 stages spread across 4 days, you'll have access to over 100 free performances featuring local and international jazz and blues artists. There'll also be special ticket events, beer and wine bars, food and retail stores, a film festival, a record fair, and a kids event too. The festival is open to all ages, so bring your whole family and friends for a fun-filled musical extravaganza. Don't miss out on this amazing event. For more information, please visit the event website at Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival, oneword.com. That's the Cronulla Jazz and Blues Festival for 2023. Thursday, June 1st to Sunday, June 4th in Cronulla.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Let's do it. Let's dive into the weird, wacky and wonderful news that broke this week from all around the world. Oh, there's this woman from Utah. Her name is Kuri Richardson, and she wrote a children's book on grief after her husband's death. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, helping kids deal with, you know, the pain of losing a father, a loved one, a role model. But there's a catch. This Kuri Richardson, well, she's been arrested and charged with his murder. She's been accused of poisoning her husband with a lethal dose of fentanyl. The charges come 2 months after Richens appeared on a local television to promote her book, Are You With Me?, aimed at helping children cope with the death of a loved one. Now, prosecutors allege that Richens called authorities in the middle of the night on March 2022 to report her husband's death, and a medical examiner later found 5 times the lethal dosage of fentanyl in his system. I shouldn't be lying. That's not funny. Death is not a funny thing. It's tragic and lives are dramatically altered, but circumstance of this whole thing is quite amusing. In addition to the murder charge, Richens also faces charges involving the alleged possession of GHB and narcolepsy drug frequently used in recreational settings, including dance clubs. Well, it seems like this Kuri Richens is, well, writing a book about grief wasn't the only thing she was good at. Good at causing grief too. Also in weird, wacky and wonderful news, how do you move on from that? A woman who was stranded in the bushland here in Australia for 5 days is reported to have survived only on wine and lollipops. This is all according to Victorian police. Lillian Ip from Cheltenham was treated for dehydration after she was rescued by police. Probably put in the back of the slammer to sober up. She was on her way to Dartmouth Dam in Bright Victoria when she took a wrong turn and got stuck in the mud. My goodness. Ip's car was located at the end of a dirt road in the Mitter Mitter bushland, 37 miles, clearly this article was written by an American, from the nearest town. Emergency crews conducted extensive searches of the area for over 4 days, but were unable to locate her until they conducted another sweep of the hilly terrain by helicopter. Looks like Lillian Ip had a wonderful time surviving. Maybe she's onto something and we've all been packing the wrong snacks for our camping trips or survival guides, you know, stuff, the emergency food and all that sort of stuff. Lollipops and wine. I guess getting drunk would help pass the time. Next up in weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world this week. Oh, speaking of junk food, Israel authorities have seized more than 660 pounds, which is about 300 kilograms of fruit roll-ups from American tourists in just 1 week at the International Airport in Tel Aviv. In a video shared by Maker, which is an Israeli news outlet, it showed security at the airport unzipping a couple's suitcase that was overflowing with 170 kilograms of the rolled up candy on May 2nd. Now, according to Israel Customs and Import guidelines, visitors are only allowed to bring up to 15 kilograms of processed food in a shipment, but no more than 5 kilograms of a specific product. 5 kilograms, but what they found in one person's bag, 170 kilograms. And what's to blame? Why are Americans shipping or traveling to Tel Aviv with bags full of fruit roll-ups? Well, it turns out that the viral trend of wrapping ice cream in a fruit roll-up and eating it on camera is believed to be behind the surge in the demand. We actually covered this trend a couple of weeks ago on the show when there was an issue with people still eating the fruit roll-up wrapped ice cream with the plastic still on the roll-up, where the fruit roll-up company had to issue a public service announcement to say that it is not recommended to eat it with the plastic, but idiots on TikTok responded by saying, it just adds to the crunch of it all. Oh, humanity, you are doomed. Now, the popularity of the fruit roll-up hack has caused prices to skyrocket in Israel, according to the Ministry of Health there in Israel, with one mother telling the news outlet Mako that the treat was so scarce in the country that it was now being sold like in drug deals. That's how crazy the Israelis are going over these fruit roll-ups. And of course, the Americans are capitalizing on this and flying in bags of this stuff, 170 kilograms in one person's bag, 300 kilograms in just 1 week to Israel to, you know, cash in on the deal. I guess, you know, if you sell enough of it, that pays your airfares and your and your accommodation and maybe some touristing at the same time. That's smart capitalism there indeed. Now, the Israeli government is encouraging citizens to offer healthier options, and I quote, such as cucumbers, and to save their money on an inflated food roller. Whatever you do, TikTok, do not do a cucumber trend. The world is not ready for that. Either which way, drugs or fruit roll-ups, it's all bad for your teeth. And finally, in the weird, wacky, and wonderful news for this week, could it get any worse? Yes. Yes, it does. It gets even weirder and wackier. A hotel manager in Nashville, in the US of A, where the US of A is, of course, the home of weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world, has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault after alleged, we've got to say that in there for legal reasons, entering a guest's room and sucking on his toes whilst he was sleeping. I warned you, it was bad. The victim, I guess he is a victim, Peter Brennan, claims that the incident has left him with PTSD, and he plans to sue the hotel. The hotel has stated that it takes matters such as these very seriously and is working very closely with police with their investigation. I wonder what sort of PTSD he has, you know. Not to make fun of those who go to war, but loud bangs, you know, triggers PTSD. What's this guy gonna, you know, staying in hotels triggers PTSD? Maybe. But it looks like this hotel manager took the term customer service a little too far. And that's what's happening this week in the weird, the wacky, and the wonderful news from around the world here on the Troy Murphy Show. Good grief. Good grief indeed.
For everything off air, follow The Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Coming up next, we put our serious hats on for this week's rant topic, and that is another look at the modern-day transgender movement. But first, in Sutherland Shire local news that broke this week, two house fires broke out over the weekend in the suburbs of Menai and Sylvania, drawing responses from the Sutherland Police and Fire Rescue New South Wales. Now, although both incidents resulted in only minor damage, they served as timely reminders for residents to ensure their homes are equipped with functioning fire alarms, especially in the arrival of colder weather. According to officials, neither fire was suspicious in nature. One is believed to have been caused by an e-scooter left charging, while the other was caused by an unattended cigarette. No injuries were reported in either incident.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
It's time to put our serious hats on for this next segment as we take a look at one of the most talked about issues in the Western world at the moment, and that is the topic that is the current transgender movement. Now, a few caveats to begin with. My opinions are my own and do not reflect the station that I work at, nor any of the other presenters or members here. And as per all opinions, they are subject to change depending on new information, education, and/or life experience. Further caveats, I do love my trans brothers and sisters and have many transgender friends. I support my trans brothers and sisters. We're all under the same rainbow umbrella, but what I don't support is all that is the current transgender movement and what they are doing. Look, I've spoken about this at length in person on this program, referencing precedents as something that has not been fully considered by this current movement, and that, if not careful, will come back and bite the transgender community in the butt in a detrimental way. And we're now starting to see this happen. Further that, especially to the most asked question in the media today, what is a woman? Well, it is in my opinion that a woman is a person who is biologically born a woman. Now, of course, there are a few caveats to that in itself, but traditionally, a woman, in my opinion, is a person who is biologically born a woman. And that a trans woman is also a woman, but a transgender woman. I don't see what the obsession is with needing to conflate the two. As being a trans woman, in my opinion, is something that is special and is unique and is amazing. I don't understand why transgender women don't own it. Own it. Be proud of who you are. Celebrate it. Embrace it. You may feel like a woman and you may want to identify as a woman, but you lucked out when you were assigned your biology at birth. Them the dice. But there should be no issue with being proud of who you are. So I've never fully understood or subscribed to the current transgender movement. Don't get me wrong. I also have no issue with using she and her pronouns for transgender women or he and him pronouns for transgender men. I respect that. And I know I will be called out on for that. Well, why would you call her a she and a her and not a woman? Well, pronouns are an issue for another day. I believe equality for all, but equality for who you are and what you are, not what you feel you should be. You see, that's where this movement is being railroaded, because the majority of the transgender movement, and that being for transgender women to be identified in society as women, is all based on feeling, what's going on in the head. And that married with the consistent attacks, especially on feminists and middle-aged white men, is, where I have said before in the past, not the way to go about doing this. Do the tried and tested way. You know, what we did with same-sex marriage during that debate. Educate, be compassionate, and bring everyone along for the ride. Don't attack. And that's what we're seeing. And that's where they're going wrong. Because, as I've also said before in the past, when you set a precedence, and that being that this whole movement is based on feeling over biological fact, i.e. you feel like a woman, therefore you should be a woman, and society should respect that, rather than just identify as a trans woman, which is a question that's not really being asked at the moment. What is wrong with identifying as a trans person? Why is there issue with being a transgender person? Is that transphobic? Maybe the transgender movement currently is transphobic. You know, it doesn't want to identify as trans. It would rather identify as a woman. Therefore, according to the dictionary term, you have a problem with being trans. I know, a question for much smarter people to answer. But this is where you can expect backlash, especially when you attack those who are against you rather than you bring them along for the ride, and especially when you mock what it is to be a woman, as evident with probably the world's most famous transgender woman at the moment, Dylan Mulvaney, the trans woman who has gone viral with her series of videos and sponsorship deals with companies like Bud Light and Nike, and a whole range of other women's beauty products aimed at women, for women. And the series that she did where she went, it's day one of being a woman, day two of being a woman, and documenting life now identifying as a woman. Let's take a listen to the audio.
Day one of being a girl, and I have already cried three times. I wrote a scathing email that I did not send. I ordered dresses online that I couldn't afford. And then when someone asked me how I was, I said, I'm fine, when I wasn't fine. So. How'd I do, ladies? Good? Girl power.
Like I said, the precedence is set. Once you do something like this, making a mockery of what it is to be a woman, then you can expect those that you attacked or those who oppose you to do the same in return. Point in case this week, Republican councilman for Delaware County in Indiana, Ryan Webb, or should I say Republican council person for Delaware County, Indiana, Ryan Webb, and he's not the first person to do this, but it's the most recent example. Well, this council person now identifies as a black lesbian woman.
Coming out as transgender and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb announced that he now identifies as an Indian American woman. Since that announcement, he's received some support, but a lot of backlash, many calling him childish, despicable, even calling for things like execution. In a statement Webb gave to ITMate, he says, quote, "It is unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves. It's possible I may change my mind down the road. The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey, we end right back where we started." Webb goes on to tell ITMate, "This is just his true, authentic self."
Now, we all know he's taking the piss here. But this is what happens when you don't take people along the journey of acceptance with you and attack them for their views. And this attack has been going on for years. It goes all the way back to J.K. Rowling and her stance for feminism. And when you attack them for their views and don't think about the set precedent and how others can manipulate it. If we go by the precedent set, then because this council person, Ryan, feels, and I'm going to say he is because we all know he's taking the piss, because he feels that he is a black lesbian woman, then he should be congratulated. Then we should congratulate her on being so brave to publicly come out as her true felt identity based on precedent set. And it's antics like this that lessen the transgender movement, making a mockery out of all and belittling those who genuinely experience gender dysphoria. And what motivates people like this Republican council man from Delaware County, Indiana, Ryan Webb, to do things like this? Well, it's when people in the transgender community and who are part of the movement go online and go viral for saying things like this. Let's listen back to Dylan Mulvaney.
The articles written about me using he pronouns and calling me a man over and over again. And I feel like that should be illegal. I don't know. That's just bad journalism.
We all know how the Americans feel about freedom of speech. You know, once you start making law about freedom of speech, well, they get their backs up. And what about this clip? If that clip from Dylan Mulvaney wasn't enough, what about this one? This is a clip from another trans woman in the US of A who has gone viral, but also has a history of making threats of gun violence if not respected.
I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action. You need to arm up.
There's nothing you can do to stop me.
You can try, but you'll fail.
In any other circumstance, if anyone went online and threatened gun violence over any issue, let alone the use of public toilets where you go to get rid of your body waste, any other issue, you'd probably end up being visited by the police, or worse, the federal guys. So what next? What next for the transgender community and their current movement? Well, I think it's a little bit late for a hard reset. And the trajectory they're going, they're not bringing people along with them. If there was any saving grace, the trans community would turn to the many well-spoken and intellectual transgender people who can articulate their points of view and their reasoning for acceptance and equality. I follow many of these people on social media and enjoy listening to what they have to say, especially compared and over to those who are rage and hate-fueled within the transgender community. These people really need to turn down the anger and aggression. And above all, I think the transgender community just needs to be proud of who they are. Transgender men and women. Be proud of that. There's nothing wrong with that. Society should have no issue whatsoever with a transgender man or woman saying that they are a transgender man or woman. And transgender men and women should have no problem just being transgender men or women. Look at history. The third gender has historically been widely accepted in many cultures, with examples going back over 3,000 years. Like I said, I think it's a bit too late for a hard reset, but there's definitely room for improvement to bring everyone on board. And that includes the transgender community.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from INXS here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Sunday 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison, former Prime Minister of Australia, but most importantly, the federal member for Cook in our local community. And you're listening to Troy Murphy on 2SSR.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it. The Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Woo! What a show! Oh, there was so much jam-packed in that hour, of which, of course, you can listen back to any time by visiting the TroubleSR.com.au website. Find the program guide on the homepage. Click the Troy Murphy Show and listen back at your convenience. Oh, I tell you what, coming up next is the encore broadcast of The Convo, and I'll be back again next week from 7 p.m. That's right, it's a whole new time slot for The Troy Murphy Show. New as in we've been pushed back an hour, so BJ and Grossy can have 2 hours. 2 hours of BJ Grossy, then an hour of the Troy Murphy Show for your Thursday night. Oh, so much entertainment in one afternoon. Until next week, my friends, bye for now.
2SSR FM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.